We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Our country's headed in right now? Yes, I do. It has more promise than we've seen in the last 8 years.
.7 with Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. A good gig for a local construction company. That news coming up from the Wichita Business Journal with editor Bill Roy in just a few minutes. Now, Steve and Ted in the morning, it's time for three big things. Three. President Trump's son-in-law denies colluding with Russia. Jared Kushner denies and says he has nothing to hide.
Two.
Online open enrollment for Wichita Public Schools. The first day of school less than a month away.
One.
Federal prosecutors expect today to charge a 60-year-old man with the weekend tragedy. Nine people found dead in a sweltering tractor trailer in San Antonio. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
And in traffic, we're starting to get some very heavy traffic around the North Junction right now. That North Junction, I-135, I-235, and K-96. Especially looking southbound, I-135 traffic very heavy there. Also some heavy traffic in the road construction on West Kellogg, at Kellogg and I-235. And of course, they just closed that ramp. It's the ramp from eastbound Kellogg to northbound I-235 closing today. Traffic on KNSS brought to you by Joe DeBravin, Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman in the East Harry Street Mall and online at carlstire.com, home of the $34.95 oil change.
And as we take a look at the weather here on this Monday morning, look for a humid and sunny day with a high of 97 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, overnight low down to 74. Hot and sunny again tomorrow, high Tuesday, 98 degrees. Currently in Wichita, we have a sunny sky. It is 73 degrees. Forecast high today in 97. KNSS Weather is brought to you by The Monarch, featuring the perfect patio for conversation and cocktails. The Monarch offers a military discount for current and retired veterans. It's a great place to hang out. The Monarch in Delano. It is 7:49 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. What should your bed sheets smell like? Or maybe what would you like them to smell like? Well, what about...
I'm kind of worried about where this is going.
Coffee-infused bed sheets.
Wouldn't that... No. No.
According to an Australian bedding company, it's the perfect ingredient for a better night's sleep. The company started a successful Kickstarter campaign last month to fund its coffee-filled product. Its bamboo-based yarn is mixed with coffee yarn to create the sleeping experience of your dreams, so they say.
Okay, doesn't coffee kind of make you go the other way, though? Isn't it supposed to wake you up a bit?
The company says that the repurposed coffee grounds in the fabric result in sheets that wick away moisture and eliminate odors better than regular old cotton sheets.
Well.
Plus, the sheets are recycling precious coffee grounds that normally just get thrown away.
Okay, yeah, so you're sleeping on used coffee grounds.
They have a whole chart that shows how this whole process works. The fast-drying sheets are even available in fun, coffee-themed colors like mocha, latte, and strawberry frappe. The only disappointment is the sheets don't actually smell like coffee. So they don't even...
They don't.
You don't even get the hint...
Okay.
...that they might smell like coffee. You just sleep knowing that... Your bed sheets have been woven out of old coffee grounds.
Not sure what the point is in all of this, other than maybe to do something with
somebody donated money. They had a successful Kickstarter campaign. Somebody must have thought it was a decent idea.
Just about everything can be successful on Kickstarter.
A medical marijuana businessman in Maine is offering weed for weeds. It's a program to encourage residents of Gardner, Maine to clean up the city. So the owner of Summit Medical Marijuana offered residents who collected trash free marijuana. He says anyone over 21 was offered free weed if they presented a bag of trash that was collected in town. The company advertised the cleanup effort on Facebook, says he hopes to expand what he calls the Day of Service program for the entire state. Is it really a day of service, though, if you're getting something in exchange? I mean, he's giving them free marijuana. And I'm not sure that counts as a day of service.
Yeah.
Program is, he says, about bringing awareness to the life-changing nature of cannabis as well. Gifting marijuana is legal in the state of Maine.
Legal.
Says he got the idea for the swap from a Colorado town that has a similar program.
Huh.
Pick up trash, I'll give you some weed.
Sure.
And apparently he's got takers, which is not surprising.
Yeah.
It is 7:52 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Hey, looks like a pretty good gig for a local construction company. Let's find out what that is. It's time to chat with Bill Roy, editor at the Wichita Business Journal. Mr. Roy.
Good morning, Ted. Yeah, Don Linger & Sons Construction has picked up a nice piece of business. It's been chosen as a general contractor for a $6 million emergency room at East Wichita. E-Wichita Partners is building a 10,000-square-foot facility near 21st and Webb. It's on the site east of Granite City. Kansas Medical Center will lease the emergency room. The ER is expected to create 22 new jobs. Former Butler Community College president Jackie Vietti has been called to duty again. After retiring from Butler, she was asked to serve as interim president of Emporia State University. Now she's been asked to be the interim president of Kansas City, Kansas Community College. President Doris Givens has been placed on administrative leave for unspecified reasons. We got some sad news over the weekend. Wichita Market President for Commerce Bank, John Clevenger, died. He was 49 years old. John was a member of the initial 40 under 40 class in 1998. We'll have more on John's life coming up later on today. Equity Bank says in its second quarter report that net income continues to climb. The bank reported that net income went to $6.4 million. That compares to $2.8 million in the second quarter of last year. So far this year, net income for the bank, $11.7 million. Local breaking business news every day at KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy. Well,
pretty soon, we're going to have to just list colleges in Kansas that Jackie Vietti hasn't been in charge of.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing. I think that's a testament to her ability, talent, and the respect that educators have for her that she's called into duty again.
Yeah, she's a pretty valuable resource.
Absolutely, that, you bet.
That apparently several organizations and institutions can take advantage of at different points. All right.
Yep.
Did you have a good weekend, Bill Roy?
Had a really good weekend, got a lot of stuff done around the house, and of course it was hotter than blazes, but we got some things done, and as long as I can make some progress on those home projects, I feel pretty good.
Hopefully those were indoor projects.
Yes, most of them were, yes.
It's funny how that works out.
Yeah. 106 degrees, I'm staying inside.
I think I'll, stay a little close to that air conditioning vent, which might need looked at.
Right.
Well, thanks for checking in with us, and we'll get another update from you 1 hour from now. We'll check in with Editor Bill Roy from the Wichita Business Journal 1 hour from now with another local business update. Fantastic business information. Thank you, Bill. It is 7:55 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. School time, not that far away here in Wichita. We'll have those details coming up with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.